Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, Randy from Real Sports Talk Radio. Before we get to the show, I really want to do a quick throw out to Connecticut School of Broadcasting. They help us out with all the different audio needs we have. Go to CSBGO.com. Check out the Connecticut School of Broadcasting for all they offer. If you want to learn about TV broadcasting, radio, journalism, social media, they handle it all. For more information, go to CSBGO.com for more information. But for right now, enjoy the show.
I get no doubt.
All right, Real Sports Talk Radio, back with you. Thanks for taking the time to download us here at backsportspage.com, Blog Talk Radio, and on iTunes, or wherever you listen to your podcasts, we're there. Real Sports Talk Radio is brought to you by Back Sports Page. Check out all the archives from the show with your host, me, Randy Zelli, whether it was with Jose Padilla, Mike Tramatazzi, or any of other special guests we've had, guest hosts. But today we welcome back, and you know, we entitled today's episode on the page, Real Sports Talk Radio 624, The Return of Jose. That's right. It's almost like the return of the Jedi. I bet that I actually have to pay off now when it comes around, when the new Star Wars comes out. Let's welcome back to the show, Jose Padilla. Jose, how are you, my friend?
I'm okay, Randy. How's everything been?
Good, man. Good. And it's good to have you back. Yeah, you know, we made a bet during the NBA Finals. For those who didn't check it out on the Facebook page, I made a bet that the Cleveland Cavaliers were going to win the NBA championship. And I think we made this bet when it was tied at one, right? I think that's when we made the official series
bet. I believe
so. Yeah.
Let me, before we even go any further with that, I just want to say, I actually called Golden State winning it, but I actually also thought that there was a very good chance they were going to lose in the first round, because that's the kind of crazy person I am. But I just wanted that to be known that I actually called this in one of your earlier shows. So that's the kind of greatness you're going to get when me and Randy go on. Yeah.
So what you're saying is it's 50-50 with your predictions.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's funny, too. Like, we made this bet right like when it was 1-1. Each team had to win. And if the Warriors would have lost the series, Jose would have had to go and see the Entourage movie, and since I lose, I'm treating him to go see Star Wars. And the funny thing is, too, if I would have won, I still would have paid for the Entourage movie. He just had to go. So no matter what, I'm paying for the movie for him. So, but yeah, so we're going to. What did you say?
I'm a cheap date.
Yeah, you're cheap. No. Note that. We're gonna note that for the future. So it's good to have you back on. You know, this was basically sort of, I don't want to say a cool down show, because there was not, you know, we 2 weeks ago we had, you know, with David Tyree, we had over 5,000 downloads on that show. Last week we had close to another 1,000, and so I don't even want to call it a cool down episode, but I sort of want to just reset and get back to, you know, where we are, what we're doing, who we are, so people can have a little bit more of a connection to us. And so we're sort of revamping the show a little bit with some of the things that we want to do. And then we're going to talk a little bit of the NBA draft and NBA free agency, and then we're going to call it a night, because, you know, I think less is more with us, you know, instead of us rambling on about, you know, okay, instead of you keep informing me about a bunch of stuff I probably don't know, you know, I think that's fair.
I think less of you is always a good thing. More of me, definitely. But
yeah, I'm indifferent. I feel like that I'm informing you sometimes too. But you know what? It's funny too, because you hear the different dynamics from when we're on the air, when Jose is with me, to when Mike is with me, and to when, you know, someone else like Katie is with me, and there's other people with me. You just feel a major difference. So you know, with all that being said. So there's like, so there's different, like I said, there is a major difference between having you and Mike on. So, you know, with all that being said, though, we, you know, when we started this, doing this idea for a podcast, we started the idea, I think, what, in 2007, you and I had been talking about wanting to do something like that, do something like this. And it just took a little while. Then in 2013, we finally did it. And it was okay, and we got some hits. I go back to tour some of our older shows and seeing that, you know, the immediate downloading and, you know, the live audience was not where we wanted it to be originally, but the archive downloads got up there. And, you know, we sort of evolved, and, you know, not for nothing, Jose became a dad, and he is an excellent father. You should see, I've known Jose for close to, what do you think, about 10, 15, close to 15 years now, right?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, I would say like 16, maybe even almost half, maybe even 18 years.
Yeah, so I've known Jose for 18 years, and I got to tell you, I never see him happier than he is when he's with his son. That's the honest truth, and Jose's a great dad. And, you know, this is the hard part because he's making me say something nice about him, but this is not making me do anything. I really, you know,
we're not in the same room, so it's not like I'm beating him up right now as he's saying all this. Next door,
we're going to be in the same room. It's him doing this. Me saying something nice about him is not hard. Him saying something nice about me, that's difficult. That's very difficult.
I can say nice things about you. I think you have nice hair.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway.
This is why people wonder why I, you know, cry every day. So with all that being said, this is where we originally wanted to be, you know, and as you heard, you know, our start with Connecticut School of Broadcasting got delayed a little bit. We're gonna have some production meetings this upcoming weekend, and we're gonna go from there, and we're gonna see where everything goes. And the thing is, you know, we've always had a little bit of a different opinion where we wanted to go, what we wanted to do with this. But I think we're pretty much there. You know, I think less is more. We don't need to be on recording shows for 90 minutes. I think, you know, we stay a little topical for what's going on, but at the same time, be very, be very upfront, honest, and entertaining. Yeah.
I think what Randy's trying to say in all this is that the point of the whole show is just to entertain you. Because obviously it's going to be somewhat topical, but we're doing the show one day, but you may not hear it until like a few days later. So what the whole point of doing the show like this is just to entertain you. It's not always going to be about sports. I mean, it's going to be mostly about sports. I mean, the damn name of the show is Real Sports Talk. But, you know, every now and then we're going to talk about just random nonsense like a movie or like TV show or what Randy is cooking or what, you know, what craziness I'm having with the kid or, you know, whatever. You know, just whatever happens to come up today. And that's what's going to be, because that's what me and Randy are at our best. So we'll just BSing with each other, you know, and that's what makes the show good, because it's not really, there's no script to it, you know. Yes, we always have an idea what we're going to talk about, but, you know, there's a randomness to it. You never know what's going to be said. You never know what's going to be done. And Randy,
I love being random.
Yeah, since we had this randomness, and now we got the draft coming up on Thursday, but what do you think about this whole thing with Kevin Love opting out today? That kind of caught me off guard. I mean, did you know anything about this? Is this something that's supposed to happen, and he's just trying to get a bigger deal, or is he really wanting to get out of Cleveland?
When I saw the headline, I was like, oh, I'm shocked. Kevin Love opted out of his deal. And if you know, there's sarcasm in my voice, because,
I can't tell what you're talking. See, that's why we need to be in the room together.
I'm not going to lie to you. This is something that Ray Charles would have seen coming, you know, if he was still alive, and since he can't see, and it works out fine. At the end of the day, in a lot of NBA players, instead of, including big name players, with name value, Kevin Love, LeBron James, LaMarcus Aldridge, players with name value this offseason are opting out of deals and signing 1-year contracts mostly because they know not this year, but next year, they're renegotiating the TV contract, and the salary cap is going to be close to $100 million. And it's going to change the contracts up a bit. So LeBron James, for all those who are sitting there saying, oh, LeBron James out there for his deal. He's coming to New York. He's going to Los Angeles. He's going here. No. No. Do people not remember what happened last year? That people not noticed that he wrote this really nice letter for Sports Illustrated? By the way, this is the randomness that we're talking about. If you want to go on YouTube, when it comes to LeBron and his article he wrote for Sports Illustrated last year, what going back to Cleveland means to him, and type in Mike and Mike in the Morning, Frank Caliendo, LeBron speech. And Frank Caliendo reads the whole speech as Morgan Freeman. It is hysterical. It is a must-watch. So
let's go back to what Kevin Love, though, because we all know what LeBron's doing.
Right.
But is Kevin Love doing the same thing, or is he really wanting to get out of Cleveland?
From what I got told, he wants to stay in Cleveland, but he wants to sign a one-year deal and then, again, renegotiate at the end of next season.
But wasn't he in on a one-year player? Did he have a player option anyway? Did he just have to stay?
He has a player option, but it wouldn't be as much as he would be getting for a one-year deal this year.
So you're basically saying, though, there's no excuse he's leaving.
No, he's not. He's not going anywhere. I will be shocked. I feel shocked.
It doesn't make sense to me because I understand you get a little extra money for a year, but what's the point? I mean, if that's really the end game for you, then, you know, just leave. Because to me, it didn't look like he enjoyed himself. I know you were telling me earlier that you thought it was working out towards the, you know, when the playoffs started and then, like, they got derailed by the injury. I didn't see that. I didn't think it was really working out with him. I really didn't think he ever meshed well. I had told you earlier in the year, I didn't think this was a good kicker for Cleveland. I really thought they would have been better off keeping Andrew Wiggins, or at least if they were going to trade Wiggins to get a veteran presence in here, another veteran presence, not Kevin Love. I didn't think it would mesh well. And I think as the season wore on, we saw it didn't mesh well. LeBron and Kyrie obviously worked well together, but I don't think Love being there as a third fiddle was that fit. I think they would have been better off trying to trade Wiggins to Miami to try to get Chris Bosh.
Yeah, you know what? The thing is, though, with the way they played, now, keep in mind, I know it's only against Boston, so I can't really judge it too much, but man, you watched the way they played with Kevin Love being able to shoot threes. Again, you and I, and this one thing I said to you earlier today, I really do feel that at the end of the day, Kevin Love was a big fish in a little pond in Minnesota. And that's not his fault. It's just the way the environment was. And I felt they had a nice little team in Minnesota while he was there between Ricky Rubio and, you know, Kevin Love and some of the other pieces they had. Just nobody was able to stay healthy. So Love is now in a situation where, he's opting out. And while he's opting out, they have to make some decisions. Cleveland, you know, is the price tag going to be too high on Kevin Love for what he really brings? LeBron, you look at the list of guys that they have to try and sign. You have LeBron, Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson. There's a team option on Mozgov, which they renewed today. So they picked up the option on Mozgov, which is good. I think that's good. What did you say?
That's a good pickup by them, because I really think that's going to be I think Mozgov, if he was going to be able to sign anyway, he would fetch a small fortune from some team. So that's a good pickup. I think he's going to be a really good player.
Well, here's their list. Here's their list of unrestricted free agents: LeBron James, James Jones, Kevin Love, Sean Marion, Mike Miller, Kendrick Perkins, and J.R. Smith. Out of that list, there's really only two guys you have to make sure you keep, and that's LeBron James and Kevin Love. Smith is not as big of a priority. If you can keep him on the cheap, you do it. Kendrick Perkins is not coming back. Mike Miller is not coming back. He's got a player option. He's probably going to opt out of it. Sean Marion, which, you know, he's retiring anyway. And James Jones is somebody you don't have to put a priority on come July 1st. By the way, J.R. Smith has a player option. Mike Miller has a player option. LeBron James, Kevin Love, all have player options. So my question to you, out of those four guys, how many of those do you think are opting out? Okay, Kevin Love already opted out. So out of the other three?
I don't know. I can probably see all of those opting out. I think J.R. Smith opted out today, right? That's another guy.
Yeah, I think J.R. Smith has opted out, or he is going to opt out. And if you don't get him on the cheap, you don't get him. Oh, and restricted free agents are Dellavedova, Thompson, and Shumpert.
I want to sign. You know what? If I could cut loose those guys, I would. I'm sure you can find admirable replacements for them on the free agent market.
I think out of the three of those guys, I really love Dellavedova, but he's not a guy you're breaking the bank for. Tristan Thompson brings a lot to the rebounding, and I think it also gives you good lineup, some different lineups. If you can play Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson on the floor at the same time,
It's not about his lack of offense, but more to the point, his willingness to just completely forego his offense.
That's very true. And then, but you also can really mess around with your lineups and go really big. Put LeBron at the two, Love at the three, Thompson at the four, and Mozgov at five. You can really mess with people. You know what I mean? That can really mess with some lineups.
Now, I want to bring up something to you because I know we're not going to be on for a very long time. So I know you said you'll give me some time to discuss some Nick draft stuff and draft stuff in general. Yeah, I want to give you a trade proposal. I'm just seeing right now. This is from Bleacher Report. You tell me if this is a trade deal with you. It's a three-team deal. The Knicks, Nuggets, and the Kings. And before I continue, it does not involve the market cousin. So here's the proposal. Denver get Collison. Let me give you full names. Devin Collison, Rudy Gay, Nick Spartakis, Jason Thompson, and the Knicks fourth pick. The Knicks get the sixth pick from Sacramento and the seventh pick from Denver. And Sacramento gets Wilson Chandler, Kenneth Reed, and Ty Lawson. When you see
is this something that you put together, or is this something that's being reported right now?
This is something that I picked up from Bleacher Report. A possible last minute trades that have been. Either discussed and smoked out, or something that has some legs to it. But what do you think about that deal? Is that something you would do?
No. I'm not saying which perspective are you looking at? The Denver perspective, the Sacramento perspective, or the Knicks?
I can say this right now. The Sacramento perspective, that's something Carl's going to want because he's getting all those guys from Denver.
I'll tell you why.
Because you're getting two lottery picks out of that deal.
From the Sacramento perspective, I like it and I don't like it. I'd like it because you're shedding Rudy Gay's contract. A contract he probably should never have done.
That contract has passed around more than the doobie at a frat party.
Yeah, nice. It's not bad. That was bad. I wish somebody came up with that. I like it. I don't like it for Sacramento. I like it for Denver because it breaks up their core that they've had for a little while. It hasn't worked. You know, they haven't been able to stay healthy. Brian Shaw ended up not being the right fit for them. They need a little bit of a culture change. Rudy Gay can score. You'll have some guys. I'll tell you why I don't like it for the Knicks. Is because you look at their roster. They need bodies. They need bodies, and they need talent who can play. I'm looking up and down this free, agent class, man, and I just don't see the bodies for them. And I'm looking, you would want a player back than just getting this.
I agree with you on that aspect. You probably want a player back, but I'll tell you what: if you got a chance to get two lottery picks, Because let's face it, they got to blow this thing up anyway. I mean, and start from scratch. You can take one of those picks and trade it. You know, a bare minimum for something else. If you want, or you can just get two lottery picks. This way, I think if you're the Knicks, you're getting guys you're probably more comfortable getting at 6 and 7 than you would at 4. Because I'm not so sure what's going to happen if a certain guy isn't available at the fourth spot tomorrow. That's when the draft's really going to start, to me, when the Knicks start are ready to go on the clock. Because right now, I think, if you had to look at it honestly, I think talent is pretty much guaranteed to be the number one pick in the draft. It's from 2 where everything's going to start going crazy, because we don't know what anyone else is going to do. But realistically, if everything goes the way it's supposed to go, then really it's 4 where the magic's going to begin, where the fun's going to really start happening. But I have no idea what the Lakers are going to do. Philadelphia, no one knows what they're going to do. We have no idea what's going on there. There's a couple of wild cards in this draft. So I think 4 is where everything's going to really start to shake out if things do kind of head the way they're supposed to head. But again, we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and the amazing part, too, is don't forget, this time next week from today, free agency starts, too. So you don't know what's going on there. You're going to be seeing trades. You're going to be seeing a bunch of different things tomorrow. I'm wondering how much is really going to happen the day before, you know, the day of the draft, if there's really going to be any moves happening. Will the Knicks make a move? Will the Lakers make a move? Jose, real quick, I just want to let you know that this portion of Real Sports Talk Radio is brought to you by 1-800-Flowers. If you want to be awesome like Jose and get your wife a beautiful flower bouquet, go to 1-800-Flowers, put in the promotional code BACKSPORTS. You help this show stay free for you, and we save you a couple dollars. It's always a good thing. You can get something for your wife, your daughter, your mistress, anybody you want. 1-800-Flowers.com. Go there. Use the promotional code BACKSPORTS. Save a couple dollars. You help this show stay free for you. And, you get something very special for your friend. It's for your special someone, your friend, your wife, your mistress, anybody. So, I'm sorry we had to do that.
Classy guy, man.
I got to tell you, it's why, and people wonder why I'm single. And so with all that being said, I really do think there's a couple teams now that this might be the last, like, hurrah for certain players with certain teams. Because with the way things are set up, like, I look at a team like the Oklahoma City Thunder. They didn't consult their 2 stars, Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant, about their coaching situation. Enes Kanter is a restricted free agent, so they can go out there and shop him, or he can shop himself and take offers, and it'll be up to OKC whether they want to renew. Now, you know as much as I do, them having the 13th pick in the draft, that could be an asset for them. And then, you know, moving into getting another player, you know, their needs, what they have for OKC, they don't need a lot. They're going to be back in the playoffs next year. I'm trying to figure out which Western Conference team will be missing the playoffs, because OKC will be back. I don't know how you feel about that, but that's just in general how I feel in that situation.
It's too early. Let's see what happens. I mean, you know, let's get through the draft first. And then, you know, after free agency, then we'll have a better understanding of what may happen, what may not happen. Because it's too early at this point. I'm still thinking of it as things that went on last year. You know, we just Golden State just won a title. Well, let's be honest. Did you think Golden State was going to win the championship at the beginning of the year? Because, I mean, I didn't.
I predicted in my preseason picks last year, I did predict Cleveland going to the finals. So.
Yeah, I think almost everyone predicted. I don't know, but I don't think anyone had Golden State.
I'll be honest with you. I had San Antonio beginning of the year. After the first month of the season, I changed it to Memphis, and I wrote out Memphis until the end, until they were eliminated. I didn't believe in Golden State. So, you know what I mean? I didn't believe in Golden State. I still think that they're just Kyrie and Kevin Love played. I think Cleveland probably would have won that series. So that's
I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure about that. I think the series would have been better, but I still think Golden State would have won. I don't think,
honestly,
all the things that the series was good, I didn't think it was, you know, I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was a great series. Again, Cleveland had a lot of injuries, and it was unfortunate for them, but I don't think Kevin Love or Kyrie Irving that would have made much of a difference.
All right, real quick here, some final thoughts here. I'll name some big name free agents. We'll give each other our opinions here about where they're going to end up. And then next week will be very, very fun for us. Let's start from the top. Hold on one second. I'm just getting there. Stupid computer. All right, let's start in with some of the Atlanta guys who are big name free agents. You have DeMar Carroll and Paul Millsap.
I will tell you right now, somehow, some way, one of those two guys is going to end up on the Knicks. Probably the guy I won't like. I would prefer Millsap or Paul Millsap.
I think Carroll will probably stay with Millsap will probably stay with Atlanta, and Carroll will probably end up like in Toronto or something. Okay, Boston Celtics. There's really no notable names there. Brandon Bass is unrestricted, but he's a guy who's not going to be worried about a job on July 1st. Someone will get him like on the 25th. Okay, Brooklyn. Player option for Brook Lopez. Is he going to opt out, you think?
I think they're all going to opt out because no matter what you hear them say, they all want more money. So I think they're going to opt out.
Okay. I think he does opt out. I think he eventually re-signs with them. And then we'll see where he goes. Okay. In Charlotte, there's really not much going on. Nothing worth really bringing up. Chicago, this is where it gets interesting. All right. You re-signing Jimmy Butler?
And I'm signing who?
Jimmy Butler.
They should. I don't know what they're going to do. That ownership is notoriously cheap. So I don't know how that's going to work out. I mean, I would do everything in my power to keep him.
Yeah, like, I think, you know, he's in a situation he can go out and get some get signed, and then they have to match. They have some other guys, you know, Aaron Brooks, Dunleavy, Heinrich are available. Those are guys.
Butler's the priority. The rest of those guys, if they leave, they leave. They're going to have a new coaching staff over there right now, so they have to clean house anyway. That's the only issue. You know, is Butler going to want to be there? Was he a Thibodeau guy? Was he not a Thibodeau guy? That's what we're going to end up finding out.
This team, it gets very interesting. I think just to finish your point is the guys from the Bulls, again, are not a huge priority. So by the time we come back next week, those guys are still not going to be signed the first day of free agency. Now, the Dallas Mavericks is the team. It gets real interesting. Monta Ellis, Rajon Rondo, and the name I'm going to bring up to you now is going to be interesting because you played really well with them, Amari Stoudemire. Ellis has a player option.
He opted out.
Yeah. I think he's gone. I think he's going to end up like in Milwaukee. He played very, very well there. He liked it there. And a lot of guys want to go play for Jason Kidd right now. And Rondo, I think, is going to end up in Los Angeles. And Stoudemire is a guy who can go to a championship team like OKC and contribute. You know what I mean? And he can get him on the cheap.
If you can deal with Stoudemire's deficiencies on defense and the fact that he's not the player he once was, and he can accept that, he would be a great addition to any kind of championship caliber team. You know, a team like San Antonio, a team like Golden State, he would actually be a benefit. But you got to realize that he's not going to give you much on defense.
Now, here's the one that's really, really interesting to me. The Detroit Pistons, restricted free agent Reggie Jackson, who played so well when they came over from OKC, and then unrestricted free agent is Greg Monroe. That's a guy that has been linked with the Knicks now for months on end. I think wherever Jackson signs, they're gonna match it, and I don't see them holding on to Monroe.
No, I think Monroe going to the Knicks is a done deal. You know, I think right now all that's really left to determine is how much he's gonna get. I do think despite what people might say, I think the Knicks do have a plan, and I think it's all going to depend on what's out there, what's available, and what they do on the draft.
The world champion Warriors, the most key name for them, Draymond Green is a restricted free agent, and I think they're going to match anywhere he goes.
Can I just say this about Draymond Green? Remember a year and a half ago, I told you that I thought Jimmy Butler was way overpaid and like that the Bulls would end up regretting that contract? And how bad of it for saying that now? I'm going to say the exact same thing about Draymond Green. Wherever he goes, he's going to get way too much money for what he does. If he stays in Golden State, he'll be fine. If he goes anywhere else, he's going to get overpaid.
All right, with the Houston Rockets, how about Patrick Beverley?
I'm not a big fan of his. I know people like him. I'm not a big fan of his. I want to give that guy that big of a deal.
The Indiana Pacers have two guys who are key guys. They have a lot of role players who are unrestricted free agents, but Roy Hibbert and David West both have player options, both probably going to opt out.
West already opted out.
Yeah, West already opted out. So I can see West moving and maybe even going to a team like New York or going to a better situation. I know they lost Paul George for the year last year. He's coming back this year. I think they'll make a better run as long as they keep everybody together. His value just plummeted last year. His name wasn't mentioned at all to me.
He's kind of soft. He's a soft player. I don't know what to make of Hibbert.
Yeah, no, it's true. Now the big name, and this is a name that's also been linked to New York. This has been a name that's been linked to New York is DeAndre Jordan with the Clippers. I think he's gonna. The Clippers are gonna do what they can to re-sign him, but they have so much money invested in Blake and Chris Paul. How much money are you gonna give a guy like DeAndre Jordan and still upgrade the positions that they have? Because remember, they also picked up Lance Stevenson, and Stevenson has a big contract.
And I'll tell you something. I know this may not be as big a thing now because we don't worry about these sort of things, but that free throw shooting is horrendous. I mean, you want to pay that much money to a guy who is basically a liability to you in a close game?
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure in that situation. And then the other side of the arena is from Clipperland is Lakerland. I'm interested to see if Jeremy Lin has a job in the league this year. That's going to be the one that's going to be interesting for me. The other guy who's on your wish list for the Knicks is Marc Gasol.
I'm not as big a fan of his as a lot of people are. I have a hard time giving a big-time payday to a guy who's on the other side of 30 as it is. I think the Knicks need to be built young. If you're a championship caliber team, yes, then that's a smart move. But, like, to the Knicks, you're probably not going to even contend for a title next year. I'm not for sure going to give Gasol that much money and that length of the contract. So that's just my personal opinion. But, again, on a championship caliber team, yes, I would make that investment.
Next one's also very interesting, too. The Miami Heat. I think they said that they're going to probably be picking up the option on Michael Beasley. And then they have two guys with player options. They have to re-sign Goran Dragic. Sort of like a done deal at this point because of Dragic wouldn't agree to the trade unless he was going to stay in Miami. So then you have to figure out the situation with Dwayne Wade and Luol Deng. I think all those guys stay. I don't think it's much of a major issue.
Am I the only one that thinks that maybe that he should let Wade go?
I think they should. They're probably not going to. Minnesota's got Garnett available. They're going to resign him from what I got told, and he's going to be more of a mentor for one more year for them, which I think is very interesting. I know a lot of people. I know you do. the Knicks, we talked about it. Andrea Bargnani, I think they're just going to let him walk, which wouldn't surprise me at this point.
go to Italy and never return, all right?
Yeah, that's what a lot of Knicks fans are hoping. The Phoenix Suns have Brandon Knight, as a restricted free agent. They're gonna let him walk and get some offers. If you're Phoenix, do you even resign him? Do you even bother at this point?
Brandon Knight, you a fan or not really?
Now, you know what? There's a lot of guys out in the league who can do what he can do. He just played very well in Jason Kidd's system. And after he got traded, you didn't hear a lot from him when he went over to Phoenix. So the next team here, dude, this one has like so many unrestricted free agents, guys that if they keep them together, they're going to be very, very good, is the Portland Trail Blazers. You have Aaron Afalo, Aldridge, Robin Lopez, and Wesley Matthews. Matthews coming off of season-ending knee surgery. Lopez, who's been banged up, but they played better when he was in the lineup. Aldridge, who's being sought out by three teams. That's not including Portland. Portland's four teams. And Afalo, he after he got traded, really didn't really do much at the towards the end of the season. So my prediction: Afalo goes to a team or goes to a contending team like an OKC. For scoring, I have a feeling that if Aldridge is going, he's either going to San Antonio or Dallas. And Matthews is going to resign since he really doesn't have many options coming off an injury.
You know what? I would not be surprised if Matthews ends up on the Knicks.
You think they let him walk?
I think it's going to depend on how much money he's willing to take.
I don't know. It's gonna be that's a good one. That's what I'm really gonna keep my eye on. San Antonio Spurs, restricted free agent Kawhi Leonard. You know he's going to get paid from the team. They're unrestricted free agents: Danny Green, Ginobili, Duncan, Bonner, and Bellinelli. They'll sign Duncan for one-year deals from now on.
Hey, by the way, before you go to the one, this just came through on the wire as I'm waiting here. There's a report out that Portland has traded Nick Batum, Noah Vonleh, and Gerald Herring Henderson.
That's not a bad pickup for Charlotte.
I'm wondering if this may be a trade because you know that maybe Aldridge is not coming back.
Most likely. Like I said, everyone's saying that Aldridge wouldn't go to San Antonio. He wouldn't go to San Antonio. Why wouldn't he go to San Antonio? You have the opportunity to play for Popovich and work with Duncan and have Duncan mentor you for a year. Aldridge is a scorer. He can score a bunch. The problem is Popovich is going to make him play defense. And that's something I'm not sure if he can do.
But he would be the heir apparent. You know, there's no doubt about that. He would definitely be the heir apparent if he went there. I'm shocked that there's only four teams. I'm pretty sure there's more than just four teams that would be willing to go after him. I think he has a bigger market than just that.
Well, he's also a target of Dallas. And, Cuban would be like, put the number in the check if you feel it's necessary. With San Antonio, too, I think Ginobili's done. I think they should re-sign Danny Green because I think he does bring something to that team with that nice outside shooting touch he has. Pivotal in the runs to the finals. And I personally like Bellinelli. I think he's a good player off the bench. But the problem is, he's not used that much, and that's just, a guy that you could probably do without. Now, one of your former Knicks is available for the Raptors, he was on the Raptors. You want to talk about a guy whose stock plummeted? Man, Landry Fields, man. Remember him?
Remember him? I drove him on his car one time. I drove him to Toronto. Wow, seriously. There's a guy who was drafted. No one knew about him. I vaguely remember them because I do watch a lot of college basketball. Look, the Knicks got a lot out of that kid. In the system that they were running at the time, he was a very good player. But as you see, when you leave a system that you're good in, and not do any of his own doing, I believe he was part of a trade, the warts start to come out. And I'd be shocked if Fields finds any kind of real stable job at this point. I see overseas calling pretty soon.
Well, and the last one of any real note is with Washington. Paul Pierce is opting out of his contract, probably going to sign with the Clippers, which would put J.J. Redick on the bench, which I think is more fit for him. I don't know how you feel about that, but I feel when J.J. Redick is your starting two guard, there's an issue. He played well in the playoffs, but I really do feel that they needed, like, I didn't like Barnes, and I didn't like J.J. as starters. I thought those are guys that should be coming off the bench. So now they're going to have Lance.
Well, let me ask you a question about Austin Rivers. Is he a non-restricted? Is he restricted?
Austin Rivers, I think, is an unrestricted free agent. I want to confirm that for you in literally 5 seconds. Sorry.
He is unrestricted.
He's unrestricted.
Is that someone you might take a flyer on, considering how well he actually played in the playoffs? Is he to actually get, you know, actually get on track? Or do you think it's more of an issue where, like, he needs to stay where he's at because his dad has pretty much got him under control?
I think it's one of those things where he probably will put – I think he responds better when he played for his dad this past year. I really do. He played very well in the playoffs. But, again, I look at guys – he is more of a guy where you can use him. You can use him when you need to use him. He's not a guy you're going to build your team around. Right now, you know as much as I do, the draft and free agency, the first 2 to 3 days of free agency, the priorities are the guys who you're going to be in your starting lineup. If you have to bring in somebody else, are these guys that you're going to, you know, have start or be a key contributor to? Rivers is not a guy who I can see being a priority. He's a guy you worry about, like I said, on like July 20th, August 1st type of guy. You don't worry about him. Obviously, he does it, his agent does, and his dad has some concern about it too. But I don't see it. If he's not going to be there, we'll know more towards the end of the summer, more than July 1st, if that makes sense.
That it does, Randy. That it does.
All right.
Well, that's it, though, right? I don't think anyone else really have any of note that we have to worry about.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. And before we go real quick, Jose, I want to let everybody know they can go to the NBAShop.com, NBAShop.com, get all your draft gear for your favorite team, and you can go there and you can go into the promotional box and write the words Back Sports, and you save a couple dollars and you're supporting us here at BackSportsPage.com. Go to NBAShop.com.
We really like these people. You're saving them money left and right.
Yeah, listen, you know, it's a common courtesy. They take a few minutes to download us. We give them the opportunity to save a couple bucks. So I think it's a fair trade. Hey, Jose, you're on Twitter. And you're angry on Twitter. Let people know where they can find you.
You can find me at, God, I don't even know. I think it's Angry Jose or TheAngryOne.com. Who knows?
AngryJose15.
Yeah, thank you. Because God knows I rarely ever go on it. I actually go on it just to get mad because there's so much ridiculousness on Twitter. But every now and then you find a nugget, you know. You're okay. You don't really get me too upset. It's everyone else. There's too many people. Wannabe GMs and coaches.
And you can find me, of course, at Randy BSP. Go to backsportspage.com. You can download this show and many others. Seth and Sean Sports, Beyond the Benches, Under the Hoodies, Real Sports Talk Radio, Beyond the Touchline from Seattle. All shows on there, all archives. Check out the show, Jose. So next week we're back and we'll be doing this again, my friend.
Yeah, so it'll hopefully be better because we'll actually be able to see each other and make eye contact.
Oh, that's so sweet. All right, guys. Thanks for downloading the show. We'll catch you next time. Real Sports Talk Radio.
Okay.
And as you know, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening, a recording for Blue Note Records.